From the Encyclopedia of Life, this is One Species at a Time. I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
That's raven singing. What you hear? Yeah? They're songbirds, you know? They're the biggest songbirds, and that's a raven song, yeah?
Christine Schwab is crouched outside a large mesh aviary containing 10 ravens, or Corvus corax. We're in Heidelhof, Austria, just south of Vienna. Schwab, whose hair is partially dyed a bright orange, is a biologist at the University of Vienna, where she studies culture in animals. More on that in a minute. Schwab looks at the 5-month-old jet black birds in front of her. They're both her subjects and her friends.
So this bird over there, that's a very sweet female. Her name is Nobel. That's her brother. That's Horst, in fact. He is the youngest one we have, the baby in the group.
And who's this?
That's Paul. Paul unfortunately has slight problems with his hips, so that's why when he's walking around, he looks a little bit strange.
Schwab slides open the gate to the raven enclosure and leads me inside. These birds were raised by humans, so they're comfortable around us. Up close, the ravens are impressive and a little intimidating. They're big, yes, but they're also bold and curious. They can tell I'm new here, and they approach me on foot almost immediately.
Which one's this one? This is Nobel?
Yeah.
Nobel. Hey there.
Ravens are social birds, and that's key to what I said earlier about culture. We tend to think of culture as customs that distinguish one group of people from another, but it also applies to animals. Schwab wants to know how different behaviors, which are just different cultural traditions, are passed from one raven to the next, with one individual learning how to do something by watching another. One clue is how the ravens watch each other. They don't do it equally. When they're young, within the first few months of hatching, ravens pay closest attention to their siblings.
The sibs spend most of the time with each other. So if I teach Nobel a certain behavior, which would be a very easy task because she loves working with us, then probably her sibs would be the next ones who would learn it from her.
In one of Schwab's studies, she allowed a raven to manipulate a little toy, let's call it the special toy, while another bird looked on. Only if the two birds were siblings would the onlooker prefer to play with the special toy out of 5 possible toys. Ravens also cache or store objects. Schwab's ravens only cache the special toy if they saw their sibling cache it first.
There it was, in fact, that the sibs would learn more quickly or more readily from each other.
In fact, Schwab says that ravens probably learn how to make a good cache, one that won't get raided by another bird, by figuring out how to hide it from their siblings. That's one reason they spend all that time watching each other. So early on, cultural behaviors tend to flow between brothers and sisters. But ravens are beholden to a pecking order, which is established a few weeks after they hatch and lasts for the rest of their lives. And it's important to know that when you work with them.
You have to obey their dominance rank. So if you first appease the more dominant ones, then it's also much easier.
That's become obvious in the aviary. Apparently, I've neglected Tom, one of the more dominant birds. I haven't given him enough attention, and he's making things difficult. I keep backing away, and he keeps strutting up to me.
If he wants something, and you just don't react to it, he will tell you immediately, come on, I'm the first one who gets stuff.
Tom isn't satisfied. I can't keep my microphone where I want it, next to Schwab's mouth. He won't let me get close enough.
Is leaving the aviary now, I guess.
I do most of the rest of the interview outside the enclosure. Schwab tells me she's just begun a more elaborate study to understand the connection between culture and raven social dynamics. She's using a specially designed puzzle box, one that can be opened in a couple different ways to get at the treats inside. She picks a raven and, on its own, teaches it one method of opening the puzzle box. Then she reunites it with its buddies and watches if and how that behavior propagates, whether it happens along family lines or dominance lines or something else altogether. But this isn't just about what happens inside this aviary. There are bigger questions at play, such as how ravens conduct themselves in the wild in large dynamic flocks.
Hopefully the aim would really be to figure out more about their natural behavior.
And why ravens are so smart in the first place, why they've got such big bird brains.
That's the most crucial question in animal cognition. What purpose does cognition serve? That's what we are all searching for, in fact. That's the crucial question right at the basis.
It's a question taking Schwab into the heart of who these birds are by probing their relationships and, along the way, by becoming part of the flock herself. Visit EOL.org to see some photos and videos of Schwab with her birds in the aviary. Our series, One Species at a Time, is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.